Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Their special teams coordinator, Dave Tobe, was talking about punt returns the other day. And normally I'd be like, well, why the hell would you guys talk about punt returns?
On June 6th.
On June 6th. Huh. Well, that's because he mentioned Xavier Worthy as a possible option. He mentioned what Nico Remigio had done. He had mentioned Smith and Royals as all possible options. But specifically, it seems like the rumor mill in the streets is that Worthy might be their best available option to do that. The question is the juice worth the squeeze on that? Like, I gotta be honest. Are we risking Xavier Worthy health over punt returns in year two? Now, his targets are likely to go down in a lot of ways per game because Rishi Rice and Hollywood Brown, and if these guys are healthy, there is only one football kind of thing, so maybe you just want his athleticism anywhere.
I think the reward is worth
spot. I'm a little nervous about it.
Yeah, I think the reward is worth that. He's not your number one wide receiver. I know we saw last year down the stretch, of course he was, due to injury and all that. But going into this season, I think if we're being honest, suspension potentially there for Rice, but put that aside for a second. Rashi Rice is the number one wide receiver for this team. We all agree, right? Heading into the season, everybody agrees with that. So if this was a situation where Xavier Worthy was clearly the number one wide receiver, then I'd be with you.
Monster,
if you tell me in August that we find out that Rice is out the first six games and Worthy then is bumped up to one, then Worthy will not be returning punts. I can almost guarantee you he would not be doing that. But if Worthy and Brown and Rice are all good to go in that particular game, I got no problem with Worthy returning punts. I think it's worth the risk, I guess, if you think there's risk there. The reward to me is too great.
We all watch quite a bit of football. Can you think of anybody as big as Xavier Worthy who's still out here returning punts? Who returns punts for the Bengals, Drew? I mean, I honestly don't know. This isn't meant to be a knock. I don't know.
How does he know if I can tell you necessarily? I mean, it's not
T. Higgins.
They had a mix of guys last year. No, it's not Jamar Chase. It's not T. Higgins. They had, you know, Trent Irwin last year. They had Charlie Jones last year do it. They had, it was a mix of guys. Chase Brown was back there at some point. It was a mix of guys.
Yeah. Like,
how big is Xavier Worthy? Like, what do you mean big? Like profile? Or do you mean like tall?
No, I just...
Because you said size, I think.
No, not size. Just, like, his ability and how much he plays. I just don't want him...
I think for the same reason of, hey, they need to take more deep shots down the field to get the ball in the playmaker's hands, I think this is a chance for him to naturally get the ball with the playmaking ability he has. I mean, he's used to punt returning. He did it at Texas. He's got the home run capability. I think that you don't unleash a new aspect of your offense, but him being able to take a punt 35 yards just at the drop of a hat because he's shifty and has got the speed helps an offense that struggled at times last year anyways to, you know, put points.
Yeah, but
you give yourself an extra opportunity to make something special happen, I guess.
Nobody else puts their wide receiver at risk like that. Maybe in a handful of situations, right? Like when they used to pinch hit Tyreek eventually, and he would just come in the single
Worthy's not your number one wide receiver.
Moment. I understand, but like I'm looking at the guy.
It doesn't have to be a guy that's fifth on the depth chart to return
you'd
kicks
rather
for
have
you.
For the most part, it
then.
Is, though. Like,
but
I'm looking at it. So like last year, here are the biggest names guys who regularly return punts. Not return like five or six, but return regularly. Marvin Mims, Khalif Raymond,
Marvin Mims was what? wide receiver two?
And then I got to be honest.
Yeah, Mims was two last
Zacchaeus?
Year. Zacchaeus.
He was like wide receiver three with
and
Atlanta.
And Calvin Austin, he was probably wide receiver three for the Steelers last year.
You're saying you'd rather have Jalen Royals
yes.
return punts
yes.
than Xavier Worthy.
And it keeps Royals in the game for the times he's not in the snaps. Worthy doesn't have to keep his head in the game, right? Royals is like, hey, we're keeping you active. Sometimes we're going to call you in to catch some passes. Not going to be very often in the early going. You're pretty far down on the depth chart right now. Let's keep you engaged. Let's keep you active. And, you know, like the most successful punt returners last year were not the best athletes on the team who happened to return punts. And am I going to lose it if Dave Tobe decides he's his starting punt returner? No, that's probably not worth it. But it's like the most successful punt returners in the league last year are dudes you've never heard of. Based on just like average punt return distance.
I thought the Nico
Josh Blackwell, I guess Rashid Shaheed was third best. I've heard of him, obviously. Marcus Jones for the Patriots, Braxton Berrios.
I thought you can be a dude
and be good at punt returns.
I thought Nico did good enough last year that he could single-handedly reserve a spot on the roster because of his punt return ability and what he showed at times last year.
I think we got to remember too, this is Dave Tobe in June talking about the different people that are in the mix, and there's no reason to narrow it down at this point in time. I think Worthy will get some reps. Ultimately, do I think he'll end up being the guy with the most punt returns for the Chiefs next year? No, I do not. But yeah. Do I think he'll be back there, and would I have an issue with it? Not at all. I think some of it's going to be determined by where the Rice suspension is. Is Hollywood Brown healthy? Because, yeah, then you're really pushing it. Otherwise, yeah, Royals, to me, has a shot. And Drew, I agree with you. Remigio, I thought, showed some signs of life there. And if he's going to be your fifth or sixth receiver and make the team, we know you got to play special teams, not just on coverage. But in his case, he could be more valuable returning some of those punts as well. So I think this is more of a training camp. Let's see how many guys are getting reps at that. And then it narrows itself down as we get towards the end of camp in St. Joe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.